We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
Bada bee, bada boo. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Maker's Mark. Celebrate pride with your favorite bourbon. It's Maker's Mark. Handmade Kentucky straight whiskey. Mm. And a big part of our celebration over there at August Hall. AugustHallSF.com. Get yourself RSVP'd for our big, not-so-secret show.
We'll see you there Pride weekend. It's going to be fun.
Oh, cannot wait.
I can't wait.
A lot of stuff, a lot of fun things planned for you.
Before you get to the Arnold story,
yes,
and I actually, that was a good tease. I can't wait. Let me just read you a couple texts. I mentioned that Apple had one of its big events yesterday where they unveiled new products and updated products and the new Apple Glass Pro or whatever they're calling it, which I just assumed was a straight up VR thing.
Game style thing.
Right. One of our texters says, Apple tried so hard not to say it's VR, but AR. It's VR, Apple. Quit the BS talk.
Oh.
I don't know about that. That's a texter.
So that's
another
augmented
texter
reality.
Says, yeah. They cost $3,500. Enjoy your 5-year support before big paperweights. They won't be available to next year. And that's Robert in Baltimore.
Well, I'm hoping that the people who are, they've got some money to burn, and they want to give this a try. They like all the new tech that they've. It's like when plasma TVs first came out, and they were you didn't have $12,000 to spend on a TV, and now you can get that same TV for $950.
There's
but
one
the
more.
Price comes down.
I'm having trouble finding it now. It was about the fact that the Meta Glass, the one they put out, does all the same stuff that Apple's does, which is always the argument people make. They say, "Well, that's not any different than the one that's already available," but it turns out Apple seems to take it to the masses, whether it's the, you know, the people who are just
as,
Apple
as
fans.
Someone who has those the Facebook Meta goggles, though, there is no, they're not a heads up display. You're in a virtual world. There's, which I guess if they just took off the thing that blocks the front of it, might.
This
work.
Says 610 says Meta's Quest headsets do the same thing, and they are only $300 to $500. You can watch Netflix, YouTube, and more in their headset.
Right.
Oh, you can.
I believe that is you have access to that stuff. But this thing, to me, what I like about the Apple one, which I have not tried, and I'm not being paid to endorse this.
Right.
It sounds like it's an HUD heads up display, but
okay.
That said, I'm not walking around in my life with giant ski goggles on my face. These are going to have to come down. These need to get to be the size of a contact lens that I put in my eye.
I think people, you know, young people are in.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Like I said,
it's going to mess my hair up.
I'm not going to want to do
hair,
that, but it's
that.
Cool. Anyway, sorry. So what's trash me?
Okay. Arnold Schwarzenegger has a docuseries hitting Netflix tomorrow.
He's a Netflix guy now. Have you watched FUBAR yet?
I haven't. Have you watched it?
I'm watching it right now.
And?
I'll say this first. I'm an Arnold fan.
Yeah.
I know he's
I like him
whatever
too.
You want to say, fine. But I like him. I find him charming. And this show is not the best show, but he's good. He's doing his thing. There's a scene where he's saying the word cuckolding, and he keeps saying it, and he keeps saying it.
Why is he saying it?
He's
or should I not know the answer
need
to that?
You need to let that joke happen. But the guy in the show with him goes, "You really got to look that word up."
You're not.
Right. And I was laughing so hard the first time it happened that I mean, like, really LOL, like laughing out loud in my room, loving it. And then, like, I think two episodes later, he makes that joke again, and the guy goes, seriously, look that up.
Enough with the cuckolding.
So anyway, I'm enjoying FUBAR. It's clear he's made a deal with Netflix.
Yeah.
And so what are you talking about?
So this debuts tomorrow. I don't know how many pieces this is, but they are saying docuseries, and it's... Bryn, you seemed, when I brought this up to you this morning, Bryn was talking about, like, oh, yeah, because he's groping all these women. And like,
yeah, I read a story real quickly. I don't know too much about it, but he was apologizing for groping women and talking about his affair with his housemaid.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Mildred Baena.
It seems pretty juicy.
Yeah. So he does not hold back. And maybe that was part of the deal with Netflix. You're going to have to tell us everything. All right, I'll do it. In one segment, he talks about telling Maria Shriver, his then wife. Maria Shriver, she's a Kennedy political affiliations, mm-hmm. like, you know, they're, and I think that she's actually like a kind of a lefty, and he was kind of a righty.
Mm-hmm.
And so but they were able to have, like, you know, discourse that worked, and that, like, they seemed like a great match to me, weirdly, like long time married couple.
And they have how many kids? Two or three, right?
At least three. I'm not positive.
Okay. I mean, well, and then there's the other one.
And then there's his. He has plenty of kids, and she's got three.
Right. Okay.
I think they have three. I don't know. Maybe they only have two. Who the hell knows? I don't know. I'm not trying to keep track of that. So in the segment, he's talking about...
Four kids.
Oh, four total, not including his kid.
Right. He is a father of five.
Okay.
They have four
and they
kids.
Have four. Okay, got
that
it.
That we know of.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
So in the segment, he talks about admitting...
Doing the maid.
That he did the maid. They were at a counseling session. They were having problems, and they were in counseling. People can relate, you know. A lot of people go into counseling. Like, we're throwing our lot in. We've got these four children together.
It's hard. I've been.
It was during a counseling session that Maria said, "Is that your kid? Because it looks just like you." And I mean, do you ask the maid? Did he bang you? What's happening here?
That's awkward.
Well, I think that I would guess that it's too painful to actually...
But then that lady's still coming to your house all the time.
I don't know how that happens. I don't know what Maria Shriver's deal is. She's a Kennedy, and they have a lot of family problems. They're chronicled throughout history, the Kennedys. So is she... Does she have a high threshold?
Right.
Is she just someone who can...
How old was that kid when they broke up? Can you find that out? And how much younger is he than their other kids? Or is he in the mix somewhere? Because apparently the housekeeper would bring him to the house. That's how Maria saw him.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a long time employee. Maria maybe was just like, oh, Jesus. She must have been bent over mopping the floor, and he just is that guy.
I don't know. I would think she was in full-blown... But she'd be in denial. More likely, she'd be in denial and be like, right. My eyes are just imprinted
That's
with
ridiculous.
That dude's face. I just see everybody's face in that...
But now he's seven, and he just said, get to the chopper!
Good one.
What's going on here?
He says Arnold's catchphrases.
Yeah,
that's
he can't
great.
Help. Hasta la vista, baby. It was like six.
Right.
I mean, it was really, it's like part of the DNA.
Well, his mom is Hispanic, so.
Oh, right. Hasta la vista. Of course he would know that.
Right.
Right. The get to the chopper, less explainable than that. But hasta la vista. Hey, did you find it? How old was, how old was the kid when they divorced? And what is his?
Well, it seems like they were caught when the child was 14.
Oh,
yeah. I was going to guess 10.
Yeah, he was
the
a
age.
Teenager and starting to get those muscles of Arnold's.
Well, and really,
the
his face was really
the,
starting.
The whole thing.
The slight resemblance was turning into a spitting image.
Right. And which he is, by the way.
He really is.
There's no mistaking it.
He is, what is he, like mid-20s now? He's a real estate agent. And he sells houses because people want to buy from Arnold's kid, I guess.
He is 25.
I'm 25.
Wow, he looks just like him.
Yeah. So she says, they're in this counseling session.
All right.
It's Arnold Schwarzenegger and Maria Shriver. They're trying to be married, trying to stay married. They're just trying at a counseling session. And she's like, is that your illegitimate kid or not? Because he looks exactly like you.
Okay, and then drum roll, please.
He said in the therapy session, he said, all right, I admit it. It's my kid. She was crushed because of that.
I have a little bit of audio.
Oh, you do? Oh, you've had a trailer.
Not too much. Here it is.
People will remember my successes, and they will also remember those failures. It was very tough on my marriage, on my relationship with the kids. I have caused enough pain for my family. I'm going to have to live with it the rest of my life.
He says, everyone had to suffer. Maria had to suffer. The kids had to suffer. Joseph, his mother, everyone. I don't want to make Joseph feel that he's not welcomed in this world because he is very much welcomed in this world. I love him. And he has turned out to be an extraordinary young man.
Are you just riffing now or is that actually?
No, I'm reading
you're
that.
Reading
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
I thought maybe you were
I just really leaned on the I love him. I love him.
Yeah, that's, you know what? There's something about being able to say that into a camera that's actually, I don't know, I don't want to say it's going to clean him. It doesn't clean him.
But
you do like to hear that he understands that he caused people a lot of pain just doing whatever the F he wanted.
At all times. That's how he lived his whole life.
Like to not have any...
If he had no remorse.
I feel like it here in my house right now with the maid, so I'll do it. Like,
right.
How about you pump the brakes? Jesus, man.
In the house with the maid. Poor woman's just trying to work. I'm a housekeeper. Isn't it bad enough? Like, can I please just do my work?
Well, I don't know.
Go home.
Maybe they had a rapport.
Maybe they did. And you know what else? Maybe in the end, she gets this great son and... He bought her a house. Like, maybe she's like, winning. Winning, duh.
Well, yeah.
He was Mr. Olympia. Come on.
Yeah, but you have to feel like, you know, I don't know. The
maybe
thing about someone who works.
To him.
She might have got stuck, in the.
Maybe it was all her.
In the washing machine. I get it. Right. Exactly. So she was stuck in the
house. Oh, that does happen. I've seen videos like that.
He saved her.
Okay.
He saved her. I don't know about that. But.
And then she felt like, well, I should reward him.
Before he saves her?
No, after. He saves her first.
I'll pay you first. And you can.
And then you later when I'm stuck.
I am Mr. Olympia, though, so I will destroy your... Never mind.
Well, that was pretty good.
Never mind. I
know what you were going for.
Well, I wasn't actually. I was
that's
going to
get destroyed. Maybe it's not. Maybe he did too many steroids for that to destroy.
No,
anything.
I was thinking her glute muscles. The yeah, I don't know. Never mind. It doesn't matter.
Not sure what's happening here. Anyway, that's just tomorrow on Netflix. You can watch it all for yourself.
Oh, you don't know what I meant?
I knew what you meant once you showed me the hand motion. Then I was
saying like that.
Then I was more sure. Right.
Right.
Yeah. No matter how well endowed or not he is, there is
that.
There's some wrangling. Okay. last night on Fox, that new show Stars on Mars debuted.
How'd it go? Oh. I saw it on my little guide and went. No, I'm not going to start that right now.
Yeah.
And I watched FUBAR instead.
I need to. Is there. Please help me. I know that there's so many apps, and I'm sure there's a Fox app, and I just don't know about it. So I forgot to DVR it yesterday, which means that I'm going to need to find it on demand somewhere. Yeah. Is there a Fox app?
There seems to be. Just fox.com. You go there, you start watching it.
And you can just start watching
it. If you have a...
It's not just on your Xfinity?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It's probably
I said I didn't DVR
button.
It.
No,
oh,
on
you're
demand.
Saying that they... I don't know. I didn't look.
Oh, they just, on demand every show.
Oh, I bet that's great.
Every single show is there.
Yeah. Perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
So I don't need to tape anything anymore, you're telling me. Because I
really.
Have taped things.
Well, there's things you need to tape. I'll give you an example. You don't want to miss that football game. Like, you're out. You got it. That's not on demand.
Well, I can think of a reason why I want it to be taped, too, is because then I can fast forward it.
Right.
Yeah. Because I'm looking at this and thinking, I'm not going to be able to fast forward that, am I? So here's the thing. I think this is dumb and made up. But Ariel Winter, who was one of the little kids on Modern Family, she's a grown woman now, she thought that Lance Armstrong was the late astronaut Neil Armstrong. And she was telling us to Google him. She said, were you able to find any audio of this? Basically, they're saying, she says, Lance Armstrong is a real freaking astronaut. He's a real astronaut. She's in a confessional.
Okay.
Neil Armstrong, by the way, died in 2012. He is Lance Armstrong. You need to Google him. You need to know everything about him because he is so cool. And then, like, later in the show, she says, the fact that we have an astronaut here is so crazy. She says this to a fellow contestant.
Is she doing a bit?
Portia will. That's what I'm saying. Like, this is so stupid and impossible that she didn't say, oh, I'm going to go on the show and let me Google everyone else who's going to be on the show.
I think she's doing a bit, but okay, go on.
Yeah. That's it. That's the whole, that's the only thing that was mentioned.
No one said, you fool. That is not the same Armstrong.
Well, Portia Williams said, you said what? And then Ariel Winter, I'm just reading it. Ariel Winter says, I'm so confused. Is he going to end up being our judge for this? So, I sent you the story. It's not in that.
Right here.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
All right. Have part.
Lance Armstrong is a real freaking astronaut. He is a real astronaut. He is Lance Armstrong. You need to Google him. You need to know everything about him because he is so cool. The fact
that we. See, sometimes I think Dingbat can be funny, but.
That there's, just seems stupid.
No, yeah, there's no possible way. I don't.
She's cute.
Yeah, she's cute.
For a dummy, you know. Like, how can you not have heard of Lance Armstrong, the disgraced biker?
Well, he has. That's what's interesting about him turning up on this show. I would say, especially because the news cycle now is 24 hours at best.
Yeah.
It's highly possible. She was on a movie or TV show set.
Yeah.
And busy with scripts and high school and whatever. And maybe she didn't
pay attention to like that.
Hear about the scandal and all this stuff.
She's not that old either. And that did happen.
How long has he been out of the public eye? But
10 years.
And that's it.
Easily?
He's been out of the public eye completely. Like
so
this.
If she missed it then. But how did she get on this show and not Google everyone?
I think she did. That's why I'm saying I think it's a bit. But whatever.
Right. I feel like it almost has to be.
I typed in when did Lance Armstrong, because I was going to see when he came out clean about drugs. And it finishes off with land on the moon. When did Lance Armstrong?
Oh, jeez.
People are searching this.
Oh, that's really funny.
Her dingbat followers. Right there with her.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though. If I was going on this show, I would not sign up. And I'm playing myself. It's, you know, an unscripted reality show. I'm not going to be volunteering to be the idiot.
This is what I'm interested in the Lance Armstrong thing for a couple reasons. One, while I think he cheated and was a pig about it, I also know he did a lot of good. So there's an interesting thing happening there, in my opinion. All the good he did, plus all the lameness.
Yes.
And yet, it's so he chooses this show to come back, or this is the first place that said, okay, we'll take you. I wonder if he's been pounding the pavement and someone finally said yes to him.
You know, if I'm Lance Armstrong and I have to assume there's not just being bummed out that everyone found out your secret, but that there's a good deal. I would hope there's a good deal of embarrassment.
Yeah,
and you just
and shame
feel like
and self-hate. Right. There'd have to be.
And so maybe it took him to this point because let's face it, you know, people making TV shows, they're just whores for whatever they think will get them money. Like, I can't imagine someone saying no to Lance Armstrong being on some dumb reality show. They'd be like, yeah, all right, let's see how that goes. Why not? So maybe this is for he's just like, I'm ready to just sort of try
I've
to start rebailing, rebuilding something.
It's possible he, and look, with the money he's made and the stakes, it's possible he went to a PR firm and actually said, when's my right time to come back and how?
Right.
I want to be myself again.
I would like to think that he actually feels like he, we talked about yesterday, the Live Strong thing that he had, which did real good in the world. Mm-hmm. No matter what he did as a human being, mm-hmm. that did real good. Maybe he's actually in him somewhere thinking, I did do that for the right reasons, and I'd like to get that rolling again.
Yeah, I that's what I'm saying. There's a real, I'm interested for that reason, but I also know that
I wonder if he'll talk about it on the show. I would.
Well, let me know.
Okay. If you hear anything about it, let me know. Hey, right. I got one more just little quickie. Remember a couple weeks ago I was telling you about this guy who was like a set piece collector. He's got all these crazy
yes.
outfits and all this stuff. And he was selling the Cheers bar. Mm-hmm. It went for $675,000 at auction. Somebody bought the bar set. Here's a shot of it. It's very, this was where I think all the glasses would hang at the top. But there's all the different pieces of it.
Okay.
And it's from the set. And someone paid more than $500,000 for that.
I love the show Cheers. I saw every episode through the years. There were better, you know, casts than mm-hmm. some were better than others, I guess is the way to word that. My favorite one of my all-time favorite sitcom episodes in the world is when Kramer finds the set to some talk show. It's like supposed to be Johnny Carson's set or something, oh. and puts it in his apartment.
Oh.
And everyone who comes in becomes a guest on the show. Oh, look at that. Jerry's here. Come on in, Jerry.
Have a seat. Have a seat.
That is one of my, that is an all-time favorite. It's so good. So I don't know who.
When the door opens, like some tape recording goes, Norm!
I don't know how they're going to use it.
If you got a big basement, like, listen, you know, the only person whose basement is big enough, when my brother lived in St. Louis, he had one of those just McMansions with the biggest, like a 5,000 square foot basement. Like, that's the only place I've ever seen big enough to have this.
Wow.
I know.
That big,
for
huh?
For like $325,000 in St. Louis.
But in St. Louis the whole time.
You can't move the house. That's the thing.
Oh, that's too bad.
I know. Anyway, I'm out of time. Vinny, what's coming up in the
news? For $300,000.
Yeah. Well, and he sold it for like a couple hundred more than that. It was like a big deal. You know?
Oh,
like
it was profit, everybody.
Real estate. Good.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think kidding. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for listening. Go to RadioAlice.com/contest and please do this regularly. We always have cool giveaways there. While you're there, browse all around, take a look at the latest news stories, get our show's full podcast.
The Radio Alice Report.
Oh, my.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. From countertops to flooring, accent walls, and backsplashes, the perfect finishes make your home unique and reflect your individual style. They recently featured on their Instagram my living room.
Oh.
I actually did my kitchen and my living
yeah.
room
mm-hmm.
with materials purchased through All Natural Stone. You should too.
I'm going to look and see what they
find the perfect finish at All Natural Stone and allnaturalstone.com and Dublin.
Is it in their story or is it in their?
You want to hear something fun? Did I tell you guys this?
What?
Trina's kid Nico goes, "What's with Dublin?" Out of nowhere. This is like at our house. I'm sitting in my living room as he goes, "What's the deal with Dublin?" And I go, "What are you talking about?" And he goes, "Why are you guys always yelling, 'And Dublin'?" And I go, oh.
That's funny.
And I go, well, it's because it's a new location for them. And so we wanted to make note of it.
Was new like 5 years ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, this is an old conversation.
And Dublin.
And Dublin.
They've got a book. They have a great before and after here of the Wall of Hassan.
The before is sad.
The before, it's sad. Did what you could with it.
There was nothing to do with it.
Who put this room together?
It's ridiculous.
A contractor. Somebody who didn't look at it and go,
put the TV in a hole. What is that? Why would you do that? All right. Anyway, allnaturalstone.com, everyone. Check them out.
Okay.
So we know that promotion is important.
We do. Absolutely. You're nothing without a little promotion. Come on.
Times is changing, though. So the good old days of, well, the craziness that used to happen isn't quite as acceptable as it once was.
That's true. That is true. And everything's being videotaped and recorded at all times.
Everything in general has changed, we'd like to think, for the better, right? I don't know. A bar in Australia is now apologizing.
Oh, what did they do now?
Well,
blimey.
It's a play on ladies' night. Kinda.
Oh.
And I'm feeling right. Oh, yes, it's ladies' night. Oh, what a night.
Oh, what a night.
A nightclub in Australia called Woolshed on Hindley.
Woolshed.
Woolshed on Hindley.
Woolshed on Hindley.
In hot water after promotion where they offered women free drinks based on their bra size.
Oh.
Oh.
The ad on social media says, the bigger the better.
Bigger the
and
better.
That women would get one free drink for an A cup, two for a B, three for a C, and so on.
And was there someone who was there measuring them? You couldn't come in and lie about your bra size?
If it wasn't bad enough.
Well, let me have a
already.
Look at that. I'm a bit of an expert on this.
They also said, if your bra's uncomfortable, hang it up and let loose. There was backlash.
Well,
people are calling it, you know, misogynistic and more.
Well, also, it means that they don't like the flat chicks as much. You know, the bigger the better. How dare you? What I have is perfect. More than a handful of ways.
Hey, I wrote the boob song. I know.
You love all of them.
Everyone.
How about, you know, if you've got a pair of those, you could, whether no matter what size they are, you can come in and have a free drink, ladies.
They claim they never intended for people to feel uncomfortable or body shamed, and they're workshopping ideas for different promotions that are fun, safe, and inclusive for all.
Yeah.
So, whoops.
Get those mosquito bites out of here.
Whoopsie.
Yeah.
You know
I like it though. It's funny. That's a good story because it's so dumb. But they're just a bar in Australia. They didn't have, you know, meetings and with a PR team. They didn't all sit around a round table and no one went, could this be wrong?
And also this used to be done. Like they're
sure.
So I remember being when I was working in radio, but I also had that job at the La Costa Resort at the time as well.
Yeah.
So I had two things going because, you know, one didn't pay.
Right.
At all.
Radio.
Ever. So
later.
I go to a thing with all my workmates, and it's some bar event, and I don't drink at the time, but I'm with them, and we're out, and we're hanging. And at some point, a wet t-shirt contest starts.
Mm.
And one of the girls I work with, like, I'm sitting there, we're all hanging out, and we're talking, and whatever, and next thing I know, the girl I work with is up there in a wet t-shirt, winning it. By the way, like she knew
there
she was going to get.
There were girls who would go in because they're like, yeah, I can use $200.
Yep. And she won the money. And we just went, Jesus, this girl's a ringer.
We could take her on the road and make some money.
Dang.
Because she can't do that by herself, little lady. Hey, Missy.
So I don't know if they still do that in bars. It's been a long time since I've been out at night. And even more so.
Well, you guys always make wet t-shirt contest jokes, and I'm sure that they do happen. I mean, Daytona Beach does still exist, but I don't know that it's not the same thing.
You ever win one of those?
I never was in one.
You never was in one at all?
I never was in one at all.
She won one in Hawaii.
Yeah.
I'd say you won there.
Maybe because I was the only one. I was the only person in the contest.
Winning
Duh.
You know what? Could that not? Could that private moment that happened between me and you not be reiterated every day?
I feel like you told the story, so it's
yeah,
you
did
here.
Tell the story. You know?
Yeah, but I told it out of embarrassment because I felt like, oh god, because I still think of you as a kid, you know, that came to work on the show, and I'm like, oh god, I showed my boobs to the child.
Oh,
well, what?
Not the guy who's pushing 40.
More like, yeah, like a younger brother kind of feel.
I think the bigger concern is that, you know, there's Cam going.
Right, there's that.
Cam didn't notice.
And as
Cam
a younger
loves
brother,
Auntie Sarah.
How can I get my nipples to show through my shirt, too? Look at.
As a younger brother, I think you'd be used to it. You know, you got your younger brother with
peep-o.
The peepos and stuff like that. Just the norm.
Oh, you just love it. It's great. What else, Vinny? Not talking to that guy anymore. That guy.
Except when you need the music.
I know, except
next
when you
break.
Need something. And I will need you next break. But it doesn't mean I'm not mad. You're not on my ass list.
A groom is going viral for scrolling through his phone as he walks down the aisle.
What? What
There's
an
a video
idiot.
Online of a couple walking back down the aisle just after getting married on their way out of church, and the groom had his head buried in his phone. So that's the moment everyone has just, you've given your vows, you've kissed the bride, and now you walk down the aisle and everyone goes,
throws the rice and yay, hooray
this
for
is
you.
Your walking out to either the reception or to the photographs, which now they do those in advance of everything. But either way, and there he was on his phone.
Was that did the new bride here, smack that thing out of his?
There are times, but I bet. Well, no, actually, that's part of the story. There are times when it's not cool to be scrolling through Instagram.
Right.
When you're in a meeting, when you're at the movies, when you're barreling down the freeway at 80. I see you, punk. It's just a guess, but I'm sure someone's doing it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, my bad. No one's doing 80 right now. You're doing 20.
Right.
Best.
And your car's driving for you, so do whatever you gotta do.
The video has gone viral now. This video of a guy, the couple, walking back down the aisle after just getting married on their way out of the church. The bride is beaming, smiling, and chatting with guests. Thank you. Thank you. Yay.
It's a big day.
While the groom has his head down buried in his phone, it looks like he's scrolling through photos or messages or ordering something on Amazon. Who knows?
Got a match on Tinder.
Oh, God. Can you imagine? The story later comes out. I couldn't make it 10 minutes without looking for my next side piece.
That's a good one.
The video that's now online and has gone viral. Obviously, you can imagine many people, countless comments are slamming the guy, predicting the demise of the relationship. It got so intense that the original video was taken down by the family member that posted it. But, you know, those things get taken.
That's it, right. That's a meme now.
Yeah. No one knows for sure. There he is.
Oh.
She's smiling.
She's so happy.
And he is on his phone. Wow.
It's just not, I mean, look, we all look at our phones, but honestly, just wait until the camera stops clicking.
I don't even want that in my pocket while I'm up there doing that. Do you?
I would not want the distraction.
That's one of those weird things where you go, you can go get married without
I feel
that.
Like a wedding is a once in a, hopefully, once or twice in a lifetime thing where, you know, everyone's gathered together. Everyone, you know, this is, I would want to be so present on that day. I would think that scrolling through Instagram or I guess maybe earlier in the day you post something, you show like the shoes you're going to walk down the aisle in or something, or you first look at the floral arrangement, but you just you haven't been married for 1 minute and you're already still like, all right, enough of that, let's scroll through the phone, see what's going on Instagram and stuff.
I will say Tinder. This, and it was because it was earlier in the day, but I did have my phone with me earlier in the day.
Today?
No,
oh, on your wedding
my
day.
Wedding day.
Got it.
And my favorite, absolute favorite wedding gift is everyone at the wedding with my brothers flipping me off. Like, they took my phone. You know how you can turn it on just by clicking the photo thing? Yep. And they went and took photos with everybody, including you, flipping me off. And I did not know until the next day. Like, I'm looking at my phone and I'm just all, when did they... What the? And that I
was,
just start.
That was, I thought, inspired. I really liked that. And in fact, I think that a lot of people were really getting into it as it sort of, oh, you got to do the thing.
Oh, it caught fire because there's like 20 to 30 photos of people at my wedding flipping me off. And I just went, I love everyone.
That's classic.
It's the best thing that's ever happened
to me. It's so good. It's such a good idea.
It's perfect.
Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be a flip-off either. People could make the little heart sign, or they could, you know, be just smiling and just take some pictures. But I liked that it was themed out, and your brothers are very funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was nice. It was good times.
Good looking, too.
Don't start with me.
Just good looking brothers, that's all.
You like to upset me, don't you? That's your thing.
I didn't say you weren't good looking or anything.
Yeah, but you have said many times, the good-looking one in the family, and you don't mean me.
You're talking about Jan?
Yeah.
Yes, he's very good-looking.
That was the day that Sarah discovered Jan, yeah.
And she was like, that was wow. Right. That was the first time I ever met him. I was like, oh my God, he's so attractive.
It's easy to be around, too. You'd love him.
Well, he wouldn't ask much of you, except to leave, because he doesn't want you redecorating his house or anything. That's what it is about Keith too, Jan, is that he's a challenge.
He
you know,
is, oh my God!
I feel like I could be the one that makes him settle
down.
He
seems perfect for me, though. Yeah. He actually said that to me. He goes, "You seem like an easy hang. You seem cool."
Oh, to you?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like, Bryn, you know what? Bryn is an easy hang. Like so many comedians come here and then Bryn takes them out afterwards. And like over the years, you've had a ton of people that you.
Bryn
hang with.
Knows everybody.
I know a lot,
and
of
he's cool with everybody.
I try to be a nice.
Everybody
guy.
Loves Bryn. You know, is it find people. Me someone who doesn't like Bryn? Is it, please text us if you don't like Bryn. Oh, we really, God. Please text us. We would like to hear that. 800-400-3697. Because some
text.
Days, man, that guy is problematic.
That's true. I'll admit it.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. My mom, by the way, goes to my brother's house and cannot help it. I just tell her, Mom, leave him alone.
Just don't.
Leave him alone. She's like, I got to do laundry. I got to put stuff away. Steps up. You shouldn't even go there. Why are you even going there?
Have him come to your house.
Crazy.
Did she just drive down there?
They live 2 blocks from each other.
Oh.
Yeah, they both live down
that.
In the desert.
I knew that they both lived down. No, you she know, this moved away. Down.
She went to visit him and then came home and said, I bought a house.
Oh.
And we went,
was
okay.
He like, Mom, no.
No, he was absolutely into it. We were all trying to make her find someplace close to one of us.
Right.
Up here, there was just nothing in
so
a price range. Like, she got, pardon me, she got everything she wanted for like $450K. Everything, like the customized, I'll take this, these cupboards and this flooring and all the stuff. Here, you can't get a mobile home for that.
No. Mm. It really is outrageous. I don't know how people are paying these prices.
And that's not an insult to mobile homes, but that's, you know, that's not.
No, that's sure. That's not high-end living. And if you can't get that for $500,000, what can you get?
Well.
Nothing.
Right.
Nothing. It's
back to our tax.
Oh, okay.
415.
People texting that they don't like Bryn. Give me some of those.
Oh, come on.
Once in a lifetime, says 415. Isn't Sarah the one who coined the phrase, I've got at least one divorce in me?
That's
no,
right.
That's not me.
Yeah, I think that was you.
No, that was There's Man Bun. That was Swagger Bun.
Better screeching tires than stained blood? Is that what it was?
Something like that. Yeah. I don't know what that was.
Skid marks.
Skid marks. Better skid marks than blood stains. Which I think really, I'm actually proud of that one, and I think everyone should get behind it.
415 says, how many peepholes must have been drilled in that house? And did Sarah spackle all those shut when he sold the house, Sarah?
You know what? It was a wall that my dad had erected.
All right.
And he took it down when they left. It turned sort of an open room into an extra bedroom, so I didn't have to share with my sister anymore. Because one of us was going to die, and it wasn't going to be me.
No, why?
I just didn't want to share a room with her anymore.
You were mad at your sister, but your brother was peeping you the whole time and bringing his friends over to have a look.
Well, he wasn't peeping me when I lived in my sister's room. It was when my dad put it. You just put like a framed wall, and then he put hardboard on one side of it, drywall, whatever it's
and
called.
There's John.
He didn't even have to. It was just raw drywall, so he could take a safety pin and just scrape out a little peephole for himself.
Wow. Well, Yeah, if you look at porn nowadays, that seems to be all the rage.
Yeah. People stuck in washing machines and ladies changing and don't know they're being watched. It's great. Dudes, you guys are amazing. How do you do it?
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.